the greatest instrument you'll ever own. Dance. Even if you have nowhere to do it but in your own living room. Read the directions, even if you don't follow them. Do not read beauty magazines. They will only make you feel ugly.
Brother and sister, together we'll make it through. Someday our spirit will take you and guide you there.
Get to know your parents. You never know when they'll be gone for good. Be nice to your siblings. They're your best link to your past and the people most likely to stick with you in the future. Understand that friends come and go, but with a precious few, you should hold on. Work hard to bridge the gaps in geography and lifestyle, because the older you get, the more you need the people you knew when you were young. Live in New York City once, but leave before it makes you hard. Live in Northern California once, but leave before it makes you soft. Travel. Accept certain inalienable truths. Prices will rise, politicians will philander, you too will get old. And when you do, you'll fantasize that when you were young, prices were reasonable, politicians were noble, and children respected their elders. Respect your elders. Don't expect anyone else to support you. Maybe you have a trust fund. Maybe you'll have a wealthy spouse. But you never know when either one might run out. Don't mess too much with your hair, or by the time you're 40, it will look 85. Be careful whose advice you buy. But be patient with those who supply it. Advice is a form of nostalgia. Dispensing it is a way of fishing the past from the disposal, wiping it off, painting over the ugly parts, and recycling it for more than it's worth. But trust me on the sunscreen.
Can listen to the engine moaning out his one note song. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before. But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do when you're riding 16 hours and there's nothing much to do.
and you don't feel much like riding. You just wish the trip was through. See, here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go playing star again. There I go. Turn the page. Well, you walk into a restaurant, strung out from the road, and you feel the eyes upon you as you're shaking off the cold. You pretend it doesn't bother you, but you just want to explode. Most times you can't hear them talk, other times you can. All the same old cliches. Is that a woman or a man? And you always seem outnumbered. You don't dare make a stand. Here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go playing star again. There I go. Turn the page. Out there in the spotlight, you're a million miles away. Every ounce of energy you try to give away. As the sweat pulls out your body like the music that you play. Later in the evening, as you lie awake in bed, with the echoes from the amplifiers ringing in your head, you smoke the day's last cigarette, remembering what she said. Ah, here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go playing star again. There I go.
Sabe você o que é o amor? Não sabe, eu sei. Você já chorou de dor, pois eu chorei. Sabe andar de madrugada, tendo amada pela mão. Sabe você qual sabe nada, sabe não. Sabe você o que é uma flor? Não sabe, eu sei. Você já chorou de dor, pois eu chorei. chorei de mal de amor, já chorei de compaixão. Quanto a você, meu camarada, qual o que não chorou, não? E é por isso que eu te digo, e com razão, que mais vale ser mendigo que ladrão. Sei que um dia há de chegar, seja ele quando for, você pra mendigar só mesmo amor. Você pode ser ladrão quanto quiser, mas não rouba o coração de uma mulher. Você não tem alegria, nunca fez uma canção, por isso a minha poesia
thank you. senza niente, solo sospeso, quasi immerso nel nulla del cosmo. L'invisibile. Chi ti siederà sul trono della liberazione? Chi ti scaverà oltre l'abisso dell'io per poi ritrovarsi?
The evil that men do lives after them. The good is oft interred with their bones. Hi, my name is John Dunsworth. I like to play with cement and rocks. I have no idea why. I think it might have something to do with the fact that I'd like to leave a legacy. Maybe a little after I'm gone and people say, hey, who made that? There I am, still alive. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's because I want to get in shape. I lost 20 pounds this summer doing stone work, so I feel physically able. I'm 66 years old, and I hope I have a couple more years. But this video is for somebody who wants to build something using cement. Now, it's a lot of hard work, but we're going to run through it step by step. Now, I don't know where you live, but I have a great environment that I work in. This is the Atlantic Ocean here. My dad gave 10 children in our family. He gave us all a piece of land 30 years ago. And most of my family built around here. There's my house up there. I built that myself. And there's stairways and rockways and stone walls. I used to stop every day on my way home from work in Halifax, put 15 stones in my trunk, and come down and throw them in a pile, and then on the weekend build stone walls. Slowly but surely, my friend. More slowly than anything else. First thing you're gonna need is cement. Yep, I've gone through maybe 80 or 100 bags of cement this summer. Now the first thing you really need is a cement mixer. Now you can do it by hand in a wheelbarrow, but it's an awful lot of work. This little beauty has been mine for maybe 15 years. It has mixed thousands of loads of cement. It's still faithful and wonderful, works perfect. Now you're gonna need some buckets. This is a great bucket I got at Home Hardware, I think $7 or $8. 3 buckets of sand, 1 bucket of cement. How much water do you think should lubricate that mass? I'll tell you, check this out. Less than 1/3 of a bucket, believe it or not. And you take your bucket full of water and you put it in your machine. And then you go and get some sand. I think a raccoon went through here last night. You drive your truck to the quarry and they put on a ton of sand and you unload it. And you should unload it on a piece of plastic because it mixes in with the ground. And I think this is my 11th ton this year.
You mix the first bucket full of sand with the water, and then you turn the machine on. But there's one thing you do before you do that, and that is you put on your safety glasses. If you're a lady and you want to keep your hands nice and soft, like me, then put a little hand cream on them, and then put on your nice surgical gloves. Don't get the ones that you wash dishes with, because they'll fall apart immediately. And now, we're ready to mix them in. Next, you put in your cement, and then mix it up. Now, some people say, if you're not putting your hands in that cement mixer, it's very difficult to get your hand caught in here. You'd have to try really hard. Now, that's beautiful. Now we get another bucket of sand, we'll be on our way. The mixture we use is 3-1. 3 buckets of sand, 1 bucket of cement. And again, we should make sure it's mixed in nice. Now you can see it's starting to thicken up here. That's what you want. You gotta have a real good wheelbarrow. My wife gave me this for Christmas about 5 years ago.
Maybe it's because I would like to make some kind of order out of chaos, but not really, because most of my life I create chaos, you know, so. My mother remembers I came into the house once when I was 2 years old, saying, "Mummy, I have rocks in my tummy." Turns out it was true. I had swallowed some rocks. But what I've been trying to do is secure the waterfront from the ravages of the Atlantic Ocean. Today is a red letter day.
The end of an incredibly arduous task. When you consider that this barrel of cement might do this area, you can imagine how much it took all of this.
I don't know if it's lucky stars or if it's your metabolism. I don't know what it is. But some days things just work wonderfully, and some days it's a struggle. But if you persist through the struggle, it'll still get done.
I've used this for 20 years. Just scarves you buy at the Sally Ann or something. Doctors laugh at me when I say my back pain comes from getting a cold back and lifting something. That, it's got nothing to do with the cold back. I'm convinced it does, so. This has saved many a back pain for Johnny Dunsmore. Now these big rocks over here, as you can guess, a big excavator came and put those in, did a wonderful job. Now I've laid out what we need here. Let's start.
Sometimes you have to really be imaginative to find your materials. You can always buy it. I have a certain language for rock picking. Scobbling is almost like taking a rock that you didn't own from a place that you don't have any permission to take them from. And I've got hundreds of those rocks from dump sites and things. You go for a little drive in the country and you'll see a barn that's fallen down. And you can walk over, and if there's nice stones there, you can knock at the farmhouse next to it and she'll say, "Oh, help yourself, help yourself." And you do.
Now, I don't use a level for much stuff, but what I like to do is have a semi-straight line. Now, I like that, but how much cement are we wasting? Lots. So, we'll just mix some stones up.
Stones that I got from the beach.
It's always nice to have a gentle persuader for breaking rocks up if you need some more rocks. When you work with stone, a lot of times you get kind of sentimental about it. I don't know why. Like, sometimes you feel sorry for a stone that doesn't fit.
Same way as you feel sorry for people that don't fit. Well, some people you feel sorry for, but you hear about that BBC star and that coach in the Catholic Church. What's going on? Get a hobby. Do cement work.
This is the last stone.
Now there's one more step that we do, and that is to take a paintbrush and just smooth it out.
Now I very seldom have cement this wet, but it'll harden right up so that it'll be just as hard as that. By tomorrow, you can drive a truck over this.
I have a very accurate case of low self-esteem, and by accomplishing things, makes me feel better.
It has its rewards. And one is, stand back and say, yeah.
There's no set rule to it.
Trial and error. It's good enough for the girl I go with. It's a John job. Now, I hope that this lasts until after I'm gone.
I don't expect people are going to look at, you know, my stone wall and say, hey, John Dunsworth built that. I mean, they'll probably say something like, I think it was Jeff Dunsworth who built that. He's my son.
Clean that old wheelbarrow.
And you have to. I'm telling you, that cement will stick to anything.
So, my dear friends, that's how you make something with granite and concrete. All around here, there are little things like right over there, there's a compass rose. I'm building a theater down here. You can see the big star in the middle there. This was 3 years ago to commemorate my daughter Molly being in a movie called Hobo with a Shotgun. And that's all sea glass that she collected right here from Bumbly Beach.
You can do anything you like.
You could build a little seat. You could have your lunch right here. This isn't finished yet. It's going to be nice here. You could have a nice cool drink. Or you can make a fire pit right here.
I always wanted to have a swimming pool. It was always part of my dream. I was the guy with the white picket fence and the two kids and beautiful wife. And now I have four kids, a beautiful wife, no picket fence, but I got my pool because I built it myself.
Fill your boots. Be imaginative as you like.
I hope you try it. If you do, you feel just like me, young, happy.
They call me Rachmaninoff. We're here again, John, again. Or Rockman. Or Mr. Silly.
Yeah, okay, man.
I've had my fun. If I don't ever get well no more, I've had my fun. If I don't ever get well no I know my health is failing me now. I know that I'm going down slow. Won't somebody write my mother and tell her the shape I'm. I want you to tell her to pray. send me no doctor now. Doctor just can't do me no good. Back when I was a young boy, oh, I just didn't do things I should.
Twisting, turning roads, higher and higher and higher. request, cause he felt that a change would do him good. See some old friends, good for the soul. She had the bone with a face that would let her get away. He saw that face and he lost all control. All control. Night after night, day after day, it went on and on. Then came that morning, he woke up alone. He spent all night staring down at the lights of LA, wondering if he could ever go home. So right, it was given a chance. Most big city night, it was high on him. A thumb all alive with a passion that kills. It was Hollywood night, it was Hollywood hill. She was looking so right.
Thank you. Drew!
How's it going, dude?
Dude, it's going good, man. We're live in the studio, as they say.
It's great to be back here.
Yeah, man, you look really good in the C-Cut studio, dude.
Boy, just like I remember it.
Yeah.
There's my old love seat and my lava lamp.
Yep. And you got that, you got your special hat on.
Oh, and there's that picture of me on the wall underneath the little plaque that says, if you see this man, call the police.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, Andy, is that your lunch over there?
Oops.
What? How long has that been there? Oh, my God.
I'm actually really hungry right now. I could use that lunch.
Oh, I don't know if you... Okay, well, yeah, whatever's in that bag, I think you should eat.
Maybe it's a probiotic at this point. That'd be a good thing.
Right. Okay, well, we're going to find out in the next couple days. Maybe next week I'll tell everybody how it went.
Okay.
Perfect. So, Andy, when you're not in the C-Cut studio, where are you?
At the moment, when I'm not in the C-Cut studio, I'm in Orlando, Florida.
Yep.
My hometown. And rehearsing with my brother Edwin for our upcoming Ton Starts Band tour.
Oh man, that's so awesome. So let's talk about the tour, and let's talk about some new music that might be coming out soon.
Yeah, for sure. No might at all. It's definitely coming out, barring something disastrous. Got a new album called Petunia. Comes out on Mexican Summer October 22nd. It comes out on Mike Collins' birthday, I'm pretty sure. So, and we have our first tour in friggin', I don't know, 2+ years for sure. Right up alongside it, hitting pretty much all the big population centers in America, minus continental America. We're not going to Alaska or Hawaii, unfortunately. And we have a one-off date in Mexico City, our first show in Mexico City.
That's amazing. I didn't know that you were leaving the country. And when is that show? When is that show in relation to the rest of the tour?
It's sort of right in the middle. The tour consists of two legs, each of which start and end in Orlando. So it's, yeah, sort of right in the middle. We swing home to Orlando, hop on a plane, go to Mexico City, fly back to Orlando, and then continue the tour.
Holy smokes. That's amazing. And it's how long is the tour? I mean, I should have the dates in front of me, but I'll make sure to you know, get that information out to the people.
No, it's okay. I got it in front of me. First show is October 24th. And the final show is December 1st. Mind you, we're not playing like every single night, but it's pretty consistently on the road from October 24th to December 1st.
And are you, so I'm assuming you're staying sort of on the East Coast for that first leg?
Exactly, yeah.
Cool. And
second leg is like Midwestern United States up to the Pacific Northwest and then down the West Coast and then back through the Southwest.
Wow, that must be so fun. Are you excited?
I'm so stoked, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm over the moon. I haven't, you know, like a lot of people, I haven't hit the road in a long time because of this pandemic. So I miss that feeling of just seeing the country that I live in and different people every night. And I also just miss playing music with my brother every night, you know?
Totally. Absolutely. Okay, so do you think that for this tour... it's just going to be like slipping right back into it? Are you kind of like nervous about that first show? Are you just plain all excited? Or maybe just what's your sort of...
This is your host Donald Hall saying a pleasant good morning to each and every one. And welcome you, the distinguished listeners, to another edition of the Full Circle Show. I hope you and your family will be blessed this morning. Special greetings goes out to Kai Kindu and family.
Don't worry, up this morning.